This is Bob Ferguson, and I'm delighted to welcome you to this presentation on Shaklee Nutrition for Athletic Excellence. We have a marvelous roster of speakers for you today, starting with Kai Fusser. Kai is going to talk to us about his personal philosophy of training and why he uses Shaklee products for the elite athletes he trains. And I'd also like to introduce my co-host for the presentation, Barb Ligoni. Barb, it's wonderful having you with us, too.
Thanks, Bob. It's good to be here. I think people are going to find the material in this CD to be very useful, especially if they are serious athletes and competitive, and also for so many of us who have young kids who are involved in sports, how to help maximize their performance, reduce injury, and help keep them healthy as they're competing. What I love about it is that it's also got wonderful information on it for all of us who want to remain active through our entire life. And we'll be hearing some folks at the end of the CD who are in their 70s, one who is 80, who are going to share with us some of the secrets that they have found to not only staying active, but staying healthy as they age.
Well, Barb, our first guest is Kai Fusser. Now, Kai is a former top-level international water skier who owned water skiing training facilities, and he is also a sought-after personal trainer on the international level, training elite athletes like Annika Sorenstam and other LPGA golfers, Eddie Cheever, some of the top wakeboarders of the world. So, Kai, it is a fantastic privilege to have you with us on this presentation.
Thank you, Bob.
Let's talk a little bit about how you came from Germany here about 20 years ago.
1987, I came to the U.S. from Germany. We built several water ski schools here in the U.S., one in Florida, one in North Carolina, in Arizona. So we moved around quite a bit, built up those schools, worked with a lot of skiers at the time and wakeboarders. I still ski during that time competitively, as did my wife, Tina. And about 6-7 years ago, we built a big ski park here in Orlando, and stress level got a little bit too high, and we figured it may be time to move on and do something we really wanted to do, which for me it was training others and coaching others.
What is it that you offer that's different from other kinds of training programs?
Well, I have a little bit of my own philosophy, which I developed over the years by, you know, some of it trial and error and some of it by studying. And I also have an engineering background, so it helped me quite a bit to understand how the body moves. Also, I like to incorporate a whole philosophy to a training aspect, which also includes general health, wellness, as well as the right nutrition to support all the training.
So it's a much more complete approach than just strength training. It also is incorporating diet and supplements.
Right.
Walk us through a little bit what the program is that you're offering these professional athletes.
Well, a lot of it has to do, obviously, with the training itself, which is the movement of a body. I teach how to move a body in the most efficient way with what you have been given. Obviously, there's people that are bigger or thinner or thicker than others. Some are tall, some are short. So we have to see what we can do with that body. Of course, we're not going to change that. A lot of weight training is involved, traditional weight training, you could call it. A lot of it is on dumbbells and freestanding lunges. I don't use any machines, as machines take away a lot of your free movement, which our body is set up for. Also, I try to teach how to distribute loads through a body. You know, every sport has a certain amount of load on your body, and you have to learn how to distribute it throughout your whole body. That way, not one part is just doing all the work, which also keeps injury down. On top of the training itself, a lot of it depends on your nutrition. You know, you have to support what you build. We all want to build lean muscle mass, and that requires good nutrition. Also, just to keep your health up and not to get sick. That's very important. Of course, when we're sick, we can't train, we can't practice, we can't perform, we can't play.
You're really creating an individualized program for each of these athletes based on the type of sport they're involved in and how their body is built.
Right.
Tell me about the diet, first of all, that you recommend for them.
Well, the diet has to be complete. Try to stay away from any artificial substances like flavorings and sweeteners and anything with chemicals in it. But on the other hand, I think supplementation plays a very big role. Of course, we just can't get the right nutrients out of a regular food chain anymore. A lot of it is depleted nowadays. A lot of it has a lot of chemicals in it, so we don't want to put that in our body. Of course, it just slows down our process and hinders our health at the same time. So supplementation is very important. That's when I partnered up with Shaklee after doing a lot of research and trying to find the best company there is to offer wool supplements to my athletes. Obviously, it's very important to get the best quality to them, and I can't afford to give them something that wouldn't work for them or would be detrimental in any way to their performance. So that's how I came up with Shackley after doing a lot of research and finding the track record from Shackley, from being around for over 50 years and clinical research and everything, we have to back up their quality.
And so you had to be very particular about the product line that you are offering these folks because their very livelihood depends on their performance and their health. And so that's what brought you to Shackley. What are the specific products and what kind of results do you see with them?
My number one product, I would say we use, is the Physique. I actually call it the golden powder. It does so much for you. I use it basically for three different needs. The first need would be recuperation and strength building. Recuperation meaning after your workout, you want to take a Physique to recuperate the muscle you broke down during training. The second need would be building lean muscle mass, which would raise your metabolism. So for people that would like to lose some weight, I think it's very important to build lean muscle mass because it raises your metabolism, and that's where Physique again comes in. And the third need would be rebuilding damaged tissue, which through injury or even somebody having a surgery, I think Physique is very, very good to help rebuild and get you on the road of recovery a lot quicker.
It helps actually get you set to work out again more efficiently, quicker, doesn't it?
Right. And that's very important for my athletes, especially after a hard workout. They still have to practice in the same day. It's very important for them to have the strength to do that. Would not help them to be all tired from a workout, not being able to have an efficient practice.
We're going to hear from Scott Higgins, former chief team physiologist for U.S. Skiing, and that's one of the things that he found, is that the guys and gals could recover so much more and actually get more runs during the day and actually get more workout and more practice time in. How about the second foundational product that we have called Shackley Performance? How do you use that?
We use it before and during a workout, actually. And you have a chance before a workout, so maybe the night before, to load up some of the carbohydrates and electrolytes in your system. So you could drink some performance just before your workout, maybe a couple hours before that, and maybe even the night before that. And also during a workout to replenish your carbohydrates and electrolytes you lose while you're expending a lot of energy.
That was actually designed by Shackley and a Yale scientist for the Daedalus Project, which was the longest human-powered flight, 72 miles between Crete and Santorini, quite a number of years ago. And they had a problem because the cyclists who actually cycled the plane would just run out of juice. They just couldn't do it. It was the energy equivalent of running three marathons back to back. And so when they started using this performance, then the folks were able to do it. In fact, when the cyclist finished that 72 miles, normally before performance, they'd lose up to 10 pounds of body weight. Apparently, the cyclist did not lose 1 ounce of body weight by using this as the only means of hydration, energy recovery, actually during the event. So it's quite an extraordinary product.
Right. That's where Shackley really stands out. They do have the right research on their product, and they make the product the way it needs to be.
There are a lot of recovery drinks out there. You see the bright blue-colored stuff and that kind of thing. As a professional trainer of elite athletes, what's your opinion about a lot of the sort of so-called competitive sports drinks?
One factor I don't like at all is that they contain a lot of artificial flavorings. They contain a lot of artificial sweeteners, simple sugars, a lot of ingredients which we just don't need. And I think we get in the way of our performance and our health. There's just no need for it. There is a way to make a good product and a very effective product and leave all those chemicals out.
For base athletic performance, we're really looking at recovery and hydration are two of the major issues, right?
Right, absolutely.
And that are covered by Physique and Performance. Nutritional supplementation for athletics goes well beyond that, doesn't it?
Yes. Some other product I really recommend for my athletes would be the Slim Plan. And I like the Slim Plan a lot. Of course, it's an excellent meal replacement and a way to keep your protein intake up throughout the day. A lot of athletes need quite a bit of protein. You want about 0.8 grams of protein per pound of body weight. So if you have a 200-pound athlete, you know, but he needs about 160 grams of protein a day. Now, I think it's very important to get clean protein into your system. And for them to do that, shakes like a Slim Plan and, of course, a Physique help quite a bit to get your protein intake up. Also, with energizing soy protein, again, it can help for that. You can use it within, let's say, a cereal. You can add some of the protein to it to get your protein ratio up. That's where energizing soap pudding can come in very handy, or you can mix it into a yogurt or even drink it by itself.
And how about other nutritional supplements that your athletes are using?
Well, the Carbo Bar and Multi-Munch Bar. If a Carbo Bar, you can raise your energy level quite a bit. It has very good carbohydrate content in it. And if a Multi-Munch Bar, it's very good, again, for meal replacement. And you know, when it comes to meal replacement, a lot of my athletes, they travel quite a bit. While you travel, it's very hard to come by good food.
Yes.
It's very important for them to have something every 3 hours. That's what I recommend, to have some type of food intake every 3 hours, and that's where a shake comes in handy. And the temptation, if we're out on the course for 8 or 10 hours practicing and playing, and the temptation of stopping at the next hot dog stand is quite high. So if they can hold over their hunger and everything with a good shake, or a Slim Planikin comes in very handy, or a Multi-Munch Bar, that's very important for them.
And how about more traditional vitamins like E and C? How do you incorporate those into the regimen?
Oh, absolutely. I recommend the Basics package. It's just perfect for that. Basics package includes multivitamin, Vital E. It includes vitamin C, E, and vitamin B. And that basically makes a very good ratio of all the vitamins that we should have throughout the day. It's very balanced that way. And it's very simple to take, too, for them. They just take a strip in the morning and a strip at night, so it's laid out for each day. So we don't have to carry around several bottles at the same time, so it makes it very convenient. And that's really a great building block for getting a balanced intake for all the necessary vitamins on a daily basis.
So Kai, you had talked to us before we started taping about the 5 elements of athletic success. Let's kind of review those.
Through my years of training some of the best athletes in their field, I see a common denominator basically they all share. I call it the 5 elements of athletic performance. And the first one would be, obviously, we have to have a goal and focus. So where do I want to go? What is the commitment? You know, what do I want to do with my sport? The second one would be skill improvement, which would be your practice, your coaching, choosing the right coach to help you with that. And the third one would be physical improvement, which would be the workouts and the training itself, picking the right trainer and working out at the right time and the right amount. The fourth one would be nutrition, which means basically what you eat is what you're made of. So nutrition is a very important part for energy delivery and to sustain your energy while working out and while competing, and also for health. And the fifth one would be rest, because only during rest, during sleep, can the body really rebuild and recuperate from all the stress put on it through working out, through traveling and competing. So those 5 elements, I would give each of those elements the same importance. Some of the athletes, you know, they may be good with just fulfilling 4 of those elements, which basically perform at 80%. There's a lot of athletes that function on 80%, and they might win a tournament here or there, but to really get consistency, you have to be 100% in all those elements. You know, if you look at Annika, she's been on the top of her game for over 5 years now, and she's dominating the women's golf for that long. That takes 100% of everything you can give.
Could I ask something, Kai, now that you're starting to talk, about some of the folks that you work with directly? What kind of feedback do you get from them around their use of these products and the kind of results that they get?
Well, we're very happy with it. You know, obviously, they could choose whatever they want to choose, what they want to take in, and they choose Shaklee. You know, they got the option from different sponsors to get all kinds of different products, but they choose Shaklee because they realize it makes a difference for them and it has worked for them. They know their body in and out. They know exactly, you know, when should they have more energy, when should they be more tired. They know exactly what's going on, so they know which product helps.
Kai, it tickled me when you mentioned that Annika, someone who's dominated her sport for 5 years, any company in the world would be delighted to throw their products at her, right?
Right. I mean, she has a lot of sponsors.
But you mentioned that she actually has been buying her Shaklee products from you, right?
She has been buying her Shaklee products for 5 years now, yes.
That, to me, I think really spoke volumes as to the quality of these products.
And Kai, tell us also about this school that you are going to be working at with Annika, this academy.
Yeah, we're building an academy. It's called Annika's Academy Golf and Fitness, which will open in April of 2007 here in Orlando. It will be a very exclusive golf school, but also athletic school, where we get into training people, not only golfers. We want to have a very high quality for that school. We want to keep it very exclusive and bring in the best athletes and train the best athletes there, but also work with a lot of youth athletes and amateurs.
Are there special nutritional needs for kids who are involved in athletic programs?
I think it's very important for kids to take both products, a certain amount, the physique, the slim plan, the performance, even the basics. Really, it doesn't matter at what age. You know, if they start playing soccer at Little League or playing at 6 or 7 years of age, I think it's very important for them to get a physique afterwards. We have two kids. I have a 10-year-old boy and a 15-year-old girl, and they're both very involved in sports. And they love a physique. They drink it after workout. My son likes it for breakfast, which is very good. Of course, a lot of kids don't like to eat breakfast, but I can get a shake into him, and he likes that. And so I know he's good to go for the morning, and he has something good in his stomach.
Oh, I love that. And when you offer good nutritional support for athletes at any age in any sport, that not only do you improve their performance, they also are reducing risk of injury. You said that you had noticed that earlier, and that was one of the reasons why you used the sports nutrition support program.
Right. Risk of injury, obviously, you know, injury can put an end to anybody's career, or at least put a big halt on it. Injury prevention is very important. That's one of the reasons why we work out in the first place, to build up the right strength, to build up the connective tissue and the ligaments and muscles to support everything, the whole system, to prevent injury. But also, you know, if you think about the immune system, it's very important for them to build up immune system. There's a lot of stress through working out, creates a lot of free radicals in your body, which brings down your immune system. Also, the stress of competing, there's a lot of stress involved with that, which brings down your immune system, and the stress of traveling. All those athletes travel quite a bit. They're on the road every week to go to a different tournament, and most of them fly. And we all know how bad flying is for our immune system. So it's very important for them to have a good building block, a good support system for the immune system, which that's where the basics comes in. And we haven't talked about the Nutriferon yet, but Nutriferon, I think, is one of the best products out there, period, to build immune system and to keep it up. And it's very important for them to stay up on that.
You had mentioned that Eddie Cheever, a 48-year-old, won Indy in 1999. He now is racing again, and you said you are supporting his entire team of 42 people, including drivers. And you were telling me some amazing things, you know, in terms of the stress of that sport. How does a 48-year-old guy hold up?
Well, Eddie hasn't raced for almost 4 years. A couple of years ago, he decided he wanted to race again. And he picked maybe the toughest race for his to start again, which was a Rolex 24 Hours of Daytona. It's a 24-hour race. It's a very brutal race on man and machine. 24 hours, there's no stopping but changing tires and switching drivers about every 2 hours. And there was 3 drivers to 1 car. So they would drive for 2 hours and be out of a car for 4 hours. When they get out of a car, they are drenched in water. They lose quite a bit of water. The cockpit of those cars are about 130 to 140 degrees. There is no ventilation to speak of in there. So it's very, very demanding on their system. Plus, the G-forces we have to deal with from, you know, accelerating and stopping and turning left and right all the time. So it's very stressful on the body. And as soon as those guys came out of the car, we gave them physique right away within 10 minutes. And a lot of performance in the car, out of the car, for the whole crew. Of course, the whole crew had to stay up about 34, 35 hours during that day, and performance played a big role to help them sustain all that.
Kai, thank you so much for these comments. It's so valuable. It's really an honor to have a trainer of the elite of the world with us here, and we just really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you so much. It's what I love, and it's my passion, and I'd like to share it.
So it's my particular pleasure to introduce our next two guests. The first guest is Scott Higgins, who is former chief team physiologist for U.S. skiing. And the second guest is Evan Dibvig. Evan was the 2-time national mogul champion in 1994 and 2000, and also a member of the Olympic squad in 1998 and 2002. Guys, it's great having you with us today. Thank you so much for spending your time.
My pleasure, Bob.
Thanks for having us, Bob.
So, Scott, you have been familiar with Shaklee products for quite some time. I'd like you to just give a little history of how you got involved with the products and then what kinds of results you found when you were doing the physiology work with USSA.
My introduction to Shaklee came back as an undergraduate in college at the University of New Hampshire. And at that time, I was cycling and running for the university. I was always fascinated by how I could improve my performance and what things I could do outside of training that would allow me to improve my performance. And so as I began to study both the physiology research and the sports nutrition research, it became real apparent that nutritional interventions were going to be really key in terms of how successful I could be as an athlete. 1999, when I became on staff with the U.S. ski team in a physiologist capacity, and I began working with the mogul skiers, particularly the freestyle team my first year, it became very, very clear just looking at their training schedule and really after numerous conversations with the athletes that, you know, we needed to have some kind of a nutritional product to support the level and the intensity of training that the team was doing on and off the snow. The athletes need to have a plan in terms of how they were kind of prepare and recover from the training that they do. And so really we started to use Shackley products to help them improve their recovery and help them improve their performance and maintain their intensity on and off the snow.
Well, that is fantastic. And now, Evan, you were one of the skiers that Scott was working with. How did it show up from your side?
Scott got involved with the ski team, and this guy was a slave driver. He had us doing two or three workouts a day. We needed something to supplement our day. And I asked Scott, you know, can you recommend anything? Because I was, you know, leaving no stone unturned as I was following my path towards the 2002 Olympics. And Scott recommended Shackley. He said he'd done research and looked at all the different products out there and really believed in what Shackley had to offer. And I tried using the physique after my workouts and also using performance during workouts and between workouts. And it was great for me to find this product that really helped me recover from my workouts. I mean, I was doing heavy lifting schedules, heavy aerobic and anaerobic work, and I wasn't as sore after my workouts, and I was performing better and making gains in the exercises that I was doing. So for me, it was a no-brainer. And then I think that having something that we could kind of depend on when we're flying to Japan and flying to France and going all across the world, we really needed something that could supplement that kind of crazy diet and crazy schedule, and Shackley was a big part of that for me.
Now, Scott, I want you to brag a little bit on exactly how good a skier Evan was. I understand he's one of the best mogul skiers that our country has ever produced.
Arguably, Evan was one of the best athletes I've ever worked with, and that was certainly a privilege. And in terms of his on-snow performance, I mean, 99, 2000, 2002 were, I believe, some of Evan's best years on snow. And I know for me it was exciting to see the podium after podium after podium and just to watch his performance. And I think from the physiological / strength side, just to see how well he improved and what a master he was at taking every strategy that we use, particularly with Shackley, and applying that. And I think that made a huge benefit for his performance as well as the other team members.
This CD is also aimed at people who may not have that level of gift, but everyone can work harder and become a lot better just because of that work, whether you start out at a very elite level or you're a weekend warrior kind of working your way into an exercise program, right?
That's true, unquestionably. I did have some natural talent, but I was erratic at best. You know, I'd be on the podium and then I'd be last. And what I saw through working with Scott and with Shackley and the products was more consistency. It was a two-prong approach. It was doing the work, but backing it up with the good nutrition and the good diet and the good products from Shackley.
And Scott, you and I and a number of other people were involved with actually negotiations with USSA to involve Shackley as the official sports nutrition supplier for USSA, which we have been for the last couple years. So why would an international organization like that take on Shackley? And why, in your capacity there, did you encourage them to do that?
I really think the root of it is exactly what Evan said. As professionals in the field, we want to provide our athletes with every opportunity to be successful, and successful in elite sports is being on the podium, top three every weekend, and world championship and Olympic medals. And so the great challenge is how can you get athletes to a level of consistency where they can repeatedly be on the podium every weekend? And fortunately, the work that we did in 99 and 2000 with Evan and the rest of the crew on the freestyle team really provided the framework to show USA management that the consistency in the product and the use of the product is translating very successfully for the ski team.
Evan, I understand that following your Olympic career that ended in 2002, you have taken on a really, really exciting project by buying Whaleback Mountain in New Hampshire, and you have a vision for a completely unique training facility. Tell us a little bit about that.
Whaleback, for me, is the culmination of my career, and it's really about providing opportunities for kids and teaching kids about the importance of caring for yourself as an athlete and really to continue to evolve as individuals through sport, through good, healthy play. And I'm definitely excited about bringing Shackley into our operation and what we're doing because, to me, it's part of my success as an athlete, and I look forward to the years ahead.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
Okay, Bob. Well, we've talked to the professional coaches and understand how important incorporating sports nutrition and Shaklee products in particular has been for them and their professional athletes. And we've heard from the Olympians and understand how the elite athletes are using this and what a difference it's made for them and their performance. Maybe now we could talk to some folks who are involved in sports just for the love of their sports. Let's begin with Moira Gorski. Moira is the mother of four and still manages to be a marathoner, and I understand you're going to be running your second marathon just in a couple of days, Moira. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
Good. Tell us a little bit about doing training and running a marathon before you incorporated sports nutrition, and then tell us what difference it's made since you've been working with the Shaklee products.
Okay, Barb. Yeah, about 4 years ago, I decided I had been doing some 5K and 10K races here locally, and you know, I had some friends, and they were going to train for a marathon, so I thought I'd join in on that fun, and so went right into the training program, and you know, my kids knew that on Saturdays in the afternoon, Mom had to take a nap because she's usually dead after those long runs, and you know, a lot of soreness when I was increasing my miles, and so now what I use, which I find a big difference with, is I use the basic pack. That just helps me with an overall good feeling during the day, want to get up and go run at 5:30 or 6 a.m. And then I've added performance. So when I run, I take that along with me in my water bottles. Before, I was using the other sports drinks and really caused a lot of nausea. But now I find with performance, I don't get that nauseous feeling. It's a really great way to hydrate while I'm out there doing my long runs. Of course, afterwards, recovery, I've learned, is so important to have a recovery drink. I always use Physique if it's on a run that's, say, longer than an hour. And I got to tell you, it makes a world of difference. You think after running 15, 16, 18 miles, you're going to be sore the next day. But as long as I add a Physique shake in 20 minutes after I'm done running, I'm not sore the next day. That's such a huge difference.
Are there any other supplements that you feel are useful?
I do have a weak spot. It's my knees. And I find that if I add Joint Health Complex, then my knees are much more protected and less likely to, you know, cause me pain when I'm out there running.
What that is doing is repairing and rebuilding the cartilage. And that is such a problem for runners. And it's so great that you're starting now when you're so young, because I know runners who've had to stop running when they've gotten into their 50s and 60s because they have absolutely worn out the cartilage in their knees in particular. So it's wonderful the kind of prevention route you're taking.
Sure. You hear a lot with athletes out there, either they've stopped running the long distances, or I'm finding more that people are having surgery.
Really?
You know, they're having like some type of knee replacement or some type of repair to their knee or their hip joint, and it's usually because they've done all that damage over the years.
Yeah.
And not taking care of that. So.
Oh, it's wonderful, the program that you're following, and thank you for sharing that with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Our next speaker is Ann Whitcomb. Ann comes from Wheaton, Illinois, and Ann, you have twin two-year-olds, right?
Yes,
plus
I do.
Plus a six-year-old,
yes.
And yet somehow around that you managed to teach aerobics and coach triathletes. And an Ironman triathlon is coming up for you, is that right?
Well, it's called a half Ironman or a long course
okay.
triathlon, which is half of an Ironman.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it sounds rigorous either way.
Yes.
Would you share with us how you are incorporating sports nutrition into the things that you are doing with your students in your classes and what you're experiencing for yourself in your own training?
Sure. First, I'd just like to tell you, I have been one of the coaches for... Some people may be familiar with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society has a program called Team in Training, and I'm one of their triathlon coaches. I share products with those folks, and I'll give you some feedback on what I've gotten from those athletes. I train privately runners, marathoners, and triathletes as well. And the one thing with most hydration products that are on the market, they typically have just too many electrolytes. So they make you way too thirsty, and you end up drinking too much, or they have too much sugar. And so a side effect from that is a lot of gastrointestinal distress, which is what most runners will complain about. And what I have found is that using performance, because it's absorbed so readily into your system, it doesn't slosh around in your belly. It hydrates you without making you feel over-thirsty. So it's really a perfect balance of carbohydrates and electrolytes, and just a great, great product. So I recommend that highly. And after a long training run or a long bike ride, even after an intense swimming bout, I recommend using Physique. And Physique is just a really nice way to get a blend of carbohydrates and protein into an athlete and help them with the muscle tissue repair and recovery that they need. The American College of Sports Medicine did a study that was released years ago that showed that if you consume a balance of carbohydrates and protein post-exercise within the first 20 minutes, that the muscle tissue and repair is greatly enhanced by doing that. And so there's less fatigue from the muscle, and you're actually able to get back out and train again. So I recommend the Physique for everyone for that as well. And for those times when people do have a problem with joint or muscle pain, say they forget to use their Physique or they've just had an extraordinarily hard workout, I recommend the Joint Muscle Pain Cream greatly. That is such a nice product. It doesn't smell. It's not stinky. It's not greasy, doesn't get on your clothes. It's a really nice thing to use. And I gave sample packages of the pain cream to a whole bunch of runners that I knew who were doing the Chicago Half Marathon last year. And every single one of them, after they used that, said, I have to have a bottle of that stuff. That is amazing. So that's really a product that really is head and shoulders above everything else out there on the market. I recommend it greatly. In addition to using the sports nutrition products, I also use the Shankly Basics program, which has, you know, your core antioxidants in it, your vitamin C and E and multivitamin, multimineral, Vital E. And I also, of course, enjoy the B complex in there, which really helps with energy production in the cells. Those B vitamins are great for that. And then I also do omega-3 complex. And I've noticed that as long as I'm using the Omega Guard and the other sports nutrition products, my injury rate is non-existent. I used to have knee injury. I had stress fractures in my feet from running before. I get none of that now, which is amazing. So that's a really important thing to add if you're really putting a lot of stress on your body. And I also use the Joint Health Complex, and that has helped as well with ligaments and tendons around the joints, helping to strengthen them and rebuild them. So I recommend that as well for my athletes that I train, and I use that on a daily basis when I'm training. Really, all of these supplements have helped me greatly, not just in terms of injury prevention, but also since I've been on the Shackley Sports Nutrition Program. Those have been the first years that I have actually won or placed in my age group. A lot of these races have thousands of people in them, so it's extraordinarily hard just to place in your age group, let alone win a race. And I think that's because I use the products, I'm able to train at a more intense level than I was before because my recovery rate and my injury rate is so much lower. And that's an amazing thing.
Could I ask you one other question? Because I know you have little kids, too, and there are going to be people listening who have kids who are involved in sports. Do you have any recommendations for them?
Certainly. For young children, really hydration is so important. I would think the best thing to do for those kids is to get them on the performance, not just while they're exercising or while they're in a game, but also before, and then as long as they have some going on while they're working out in their game. And it depends on the heat of the day as well, too. And, of course, they should be on some Vital E to help them with their nutritional needs.
So, Bob, let's now look at one other aspect of sports nutrition, and that is how it affects the quality of our lives as we age and how it enables us to remain active even as we move into our retirement ages. And so would you introduce Roscoe Champion for us?
I would be delighted, Barbara. Champ has been a very good friend of mine for many years. When I think about what I want to look like and feel like at age 75, Champ is the guy who comes to mind. So, Champ, it's great to have you with us here today.
Glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit about your background and what you're doing with athletics at the wonderful age of 75.
Well, in 1995, I discovered the Senior Olympics. The Senior Olympics are folks that are over 50, and we compete in five-year age groups at the local, the state, and the national levels. I swam at the University of Colorado in the 1950s, and when I heard about the Senior Olympics, I thought, gee, that's fun. So I entered in the four freestyle events, the 50, the 100, the 200, and the 500. Turned out I won all four of those. In the 11 years since 95, I have had 56 races at the local and the state level, and 56 wins with no defeats. I have 11 state records. And in the Nationals at Baton Rouge, Louisiana in 2001, I took 2 gold and 2 silver.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic!
So that's the record.
What is it that you've been doing that allows you to have such a phenomenal physique at age 75 to be able to compete at that level and probably look forward to many, many more years of competition? What recommendation would you have for people who want to maintain that kind of vitality into later years?
I had an answer for that for a guy that came up to me after one of the state competitions. And he said, "What's your secret?" And I said, "Well, at that time, I've been on 20 years of a terrific Shackley supplementation program. And so I've been taking a broad range of supplements ever since, particularly the protein. I swear by the protein. And then I have 2 of the specific Shackley sports nutrition products, Performance and Physique. I've got a marvelous testimonial of the value of performance in supplying the energy for a 500 freestyle at Baton Rouge. We had 2 competitions that day, the 50, which is an explosion just as fast as you can go for 30 seconds. For breakfast, I had a piece of toast with butter and honey. I had my protein, and then I had a small bowl of cream of wheat. Went to the pool and warmed up with about 400 yards, and then the 50. I was second in the 50 because that wasn't my strength. That was about 9:30 in the morning, and I had taken plenty of performance, and I had taken my physique to be used after the last race. Well, the last race was the 500, and it's late in the afternoon. About noon, I realized I need something to eat. Mm-hmm. So I drank my physique earlier. And then between then and 4:30, when the 500 started, all I had was about 1.5 quarts of performance. I went into the 500, and I had the timer hollering where my times were at each 100. I like to know where I am. At 400, on the way to 500, I was 16 seconds faster than I had ever done a 400 free. So at the end of the 500, I was, as I remember, 5 or 6 seconds totally faster than anything I had ever done.
Wow.
That's the value of performance to me, to show that it really does give you what you need. In the physique, in my late 60s and early 70s, I could see muscle growth in my lats and in my thighs from exercising and working toward developing my swimming style. I'm blessed with a very low cholesterol and a good ratio there. For the last 30 years, my total has been like 160, and my ratio of that to HDL has been like 3.1.
Those are benefits that come just from the benefits of exercise. Because of all of this exercise you've been doing for the last 11 years, when most Americans in that age group, from age 64 to 75, their cholesterols are going up, their blood pressures are going up, yours are all the opposite. And some of those are the benefit of exercise, and some of those we know are directly the results also of some of those nutrients.
Yeah.
You've been doing everything right.
It would appear.
And I imagine that mental aspect works in there, doesn't it?
Certainly. I've got a little thing up above my desk that shows a winner's cup, and on it is printed, "I am a winner," and then has my name on there. And, you know, you live with a name champion, and you see things like that every day, you've got to kind of try to live up to it.
Well, champ, thank you very much for being with us today. Terrific comments. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You know, Bob, we know that something like 50% of people 65 and over are on a minimum of 5 medications and can't lift 10 pounds. And to speak to people like Roscoe Champion and hear how different their pattern of aging has been, I think is really quite an inspiration and also a very important message to all of us. So now I'd like to interview Dean Smith, who is a master coordinator in Shackley from Colorado. Dean, I understand you're going to be 80 in about a month. Is that right?
June 25th.
June 25th, and so everyone can send you a birthday card. You've had a history since you were a teenager of being a runner, and you've won many championships in the running world, but now you have moved into this indoor rowing competition. Just begin by telling us this amazing rewards that you have received over the last couple of years now in this sport.
Okay, well, indoor rowing is called an erg. It's an electronic machine that's a chain and everything that you pull just like you're rowing a boat. And Boston, where they have the world meet, I've won first place in that event.
Oh, that's fabulous. And you're in an age group that I would imagine there's not a lot of competitors in.
There's a lot of people that do it in the age bracket, but not very many of them are strong enough to compete. But I might add that, Barb, I'm 79 and I'm at the top of my age bracket. So I was competing with people who were 5-6 years younger than myself.
And leaving them in the dust.
Yeah, and last year I won my world championship in my age bracket, but I beat all the people in the age bracket below me.
Oh, I love this.
I wasn't racing against them, but I beat their time.
I love this. So tell us a little bit about how it has impacted your health.
Well, I am on no medication. My cholesterol is 138. I just had a physical about 2 weeks ago, and my cholesterol is 138.
So your health status is way ahead of where a normal 80-year-old would be. Tell us, what are the products that have been most helpful for you?
Well, I think the protein is the most valuable product that I've seen from Shaklee.
Energizing soy protein?
Right. I've been doing this for 33 years, so I've experimented a lot of different ways of doing it. I eat it 3 or 4 times a day and always before I go to bed at night, and I find I sleep a lot faster, you might say, because I get by 2 or 3 hours less sleep than ordinary. Mm-hmm. Then the recuperation is the big value, I think, of the supplements is for athletes, because I can recuperate in 24 hours after doing extremely difficult and hard workouts, and I've done this for over a year with very hard workouts every day, didn't miss a day for over a year, and recuperate in 24 hours and be able to go out and do another extremely hard workout without breaking down, without suffering any ill effects.
I think it'd be worth telling our listeners exactly how you trained to win in the early 70s the world championship in your age bracket in the 800-meter run. Tell us about that, because I think it's such a great story.
I was running alone, and it's very difficult to train hard enough to get the results that I wanted to get anyway. By doing it by yourself, you need a team to work with. And since I didn't have that environment to work in, I used a system where I called interval training, and almost exclusively on that, I would run interval quarters, and quarter mile is once around a 400-meter track, and I would run one of those at about 85 to 90% effort, which is pretty fast. In fact, the time on them would be 66 to 68 seconds, and then you wait a minute and a half, rest a minute and a half, walking or slow jogging, and then you run another one. And after you do 3 or 4 of them, why, you're very well fatigued, and you think, hey, I can't do another one, but you start another one, and you find you can do it pretty well, and you still hit your times. And I was doing 12 to 15 of those every day for over a year, extremely hard workouts, and then I'd go home and have my protein before I go to bed and have it a couple other times during the day. I found I could recuperate in 24 hours and go out and do another strong, hard workout, and I got such good shape, I just blew my competition away. That's how I won the world championships in the 800 meters, sometimes win them by 20 and 30 yards in the 800 meters in world championship competition. So the products really did work.
Just out of curiosity, what was your time on the 800 meter when you won the world championship?
2:03, 2 minutes, 3 seconds.
That is fast, fast, fast.
And that's faster than I ran in high school when I was 18.
Now, see, that's amazing to me. You said when you were in high school that you weren't a race winner.
I didn't win any state meets. That's usually the measuring stick, you know, state track meets. But I won local meets, and I was considered a good runner, but I wasn't world class. And now I'm world class in 2 sports, running and then in this rowing, and now I'm getting into on-the-water rowing also. I just started that out here in Denver. I find the Shaklee products are just different. It's hard to explain why and how, but they just work better and they get results.
So, Dean, this has been a fantastic discussion. I'd just like you to reflect a little bit about your 33 years with Shaklee and your championships and the kind of lifestyle, and maybe offer some suggestions to our listeners as to what they might do.
What it's done for me, it's given me flexibility of time. And I've always said for many years what I wanted to do was to make enough money so I could buy 24 hours of my time a day that I could do anything I want with and have enough money left over to do the things I want to do. And that's what Shackley has offered us. It's allowed us to live our lives the way we want to as far as time is concerned, which is the most important thing we have. And it's given us enough money and income and flexibility to do all the traveling we'd like to do, and we're not through traveling yet, and just have a great lifestyle. In fact, I think this freedom is a big difference. You build your business, and the thing just keeps running and running, and at 80, I have no intention of retiring. It just keeps going.
Thank you, Dean, for sharing your story with us.
Thank you, Barb.
You know, Bob, when we set out to create this CD, we were thinking of it for people who are serious about their athletics and to give them some information on nutritional support for that. But what occurred to me after listening to Dean is that people who love to be active as he does and love to compete are so limited when they have full-time jobs because there's not a lot of time left to work out in their sport. So that's something we might want to mention to our listeners, that if they are curious about that or have longed to work from home and be their own boss, they may want to ask the person who lent them the CD for some information about that too.
Well, Barb, I couldn't agree more. And what a wonderful conversation we've had with all these elite athletes and amateur athletes. Of course, it's always a pleasure to do these presentations with you, so I thank you so very much.
Thanks, Bob. And to our listeners, good luck and good health.
Preceding is copyrighted K&E Productions. Unauthorized duplication is prohibited.